Let's pray. Loving Lord, would you open our hearts and minds, and would we be attentive to your word through the power of your Holy Spirit? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today, as I said earlier, is very much a day of new beginnings. As we open our church buildings, where things may seem new, having not been able to worship in church for many months. It's also the first opportunity that I have as your new rector, well, priest in charge technically, but rector soon, to meet many of you. And we're also this morning beginning a new preaching series. And the overall theme we'll be exploring over the next few weeks and couple of months focuses on our identity. Who on earth are we? You may be familiar with the TV programme, Who Do You Think You Are? A series in which celebrities trace their ancestry, sometimes discovering secrets and unexpected surprises from their past as they consider who they are. Sometimes those things aren't always welcome as they unearth things from their deepest history. Who are we? I wonder whether during the months of lockdown, our identity as a church and a benefice may have changed. And what about our identity as Christians, as Christian people? Who are we? In thinking about who on earth we are, today we're going to start with the theme of we are chosen. When I was at primary school, a long time ago now, during games lessons, the class captains had to choose their teams. And this was a humiliating experience for me. I wasn't great at games, and I was always almost left until last, standing there all alone, not chosen. Whether it's at the job interview, team selection, serving on committees, to not be chosen can be hard to deal with. But as Christians, we are chosen. We're chosen by God to be his son or his daughter, precious in his sight. And in the Old Testament reading, we heard part of the story of David. Thank you so much to both our readers, especially, well, particularly for that first one, which was a long reading, but it was the entire narrative which I wanted us to hear in two parts, as it were. We heard the story of David, the occasion when Samuel anointed David, who initially serves in Saul's court as a musician and armour bearer. And David, a mere shepherd boy, the youngest of seven brothers, perhaps up until this point rather overlooked and unseen, and yet chosen by God, anointed by Samuel, to ultimately succeed Saul as king. David was chosen, but he was an unlikely one. God had spoken to Samuel and had asked him to go and anoint one of Jesse's sons as king. Just imagine the scene in Jesse's house. Dad with all these, with eight boys, eight sons. I don't know if any of you have got eight sons. I've got one son and a daughter. Or if you had eight brothers and so on. But eight sons, a lineup of would-be candidates. Maybe the testosterone was flying and the muscles were flexing. Maybe it looked something like a Mr. Universe competition with all of Jesse's sons, nearly all of Jesse's sons lined up there, almost all of them. Perhaps they thought they were in with a chance of being chosen for this plum job. Perhaps Samuel had in mind the kind of person for this position, someone who looked the part maybe. And clearly Jesse's eldest son, Eliab, made a pretty good impression on him. But he wasn't chosen by God. One by one, the brothers presented themselves to Samuel. But one by one, they weren't chosen. But there was one more son, so seemingly unimportant that he wasn't even invited to this selection process. He wasn't even on the lineup with his other brothers. He was out in the fields, tending his dad's sheep. But he was the one that God chose. And from that moment, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. ultimately equipping him to be the king. And as we heard in the passage, God was not so concerned with the outer appearance, how things look on the outside. Instead, God looks at the heart, the inner life, focusing on qualities like leadership and obedience. And that's what God saw in David as he was chosen. David, seemingly an unlikely candidate for this important job, and yet God chose him. He had the right qualities, which may not have been immediately obvious. But it didn't stop there. God chose him for a purpose. David was to be one of Saul's armour bearers. And in this role, he would carry the shield and perhaps weapons for the king and act a bit like a bodyguard being around Saul. He became part of the king's inner circle. David was one of the monarch's right-hand men, as it were. And reading on through 1 and 2 Samuel, David, without a doubt, has his moments. You may know the story of David and all the ups and downs. The next chapter, we have Saul's the famous confrontation with Goliath. And then there's Saul's jealousy of David and attempted murder of him. Things did not always run smoothly for this former shepherd boy who was ultimately to become king. So do read on if you can. It may be even good to read the chapter we heard, 1 Samuel 16, when you've got a moment at home, just to recap on that reading. David was chosen, but as he was unlikely. And like David, we are chosen. But I reckon we're also, myself included, pretty unlikely. Just look around for a moment, and you are allowed to look around, even if you can't sort of touch and all that kind of thing. Just look around at the congregation about you. Can you see a royal priesthood? Can you see a chosen nation? Or just a bunch of ordinary friends and neighbours? I won't ask you to answer that question. Are you chosen? Are you special? Yes, you are. It's no accident that you somehow ended up in church today. God has chosen you, and you are his. And I, for one, find this utterly mind-blowing and truly awesome to be chosen by God. No longer, for me, just that failed primary school pupil who didn't get chosen for the team. No longer just the unsuccessful job candidate, or whatever it is in our lives. We are chosen by God, and this is something to truly celebrate. Over 6 years ago, I was selected to train, chosen if you like, for ordained ministry. And I felt like a very unlikely candidate. And so, if I'm honest, were the others I trained with at theological college. We were ordinary, and yet we were chosen by God to lead his church. What might being chosen by God look like for you? What are we chosen for? Being chosen by God is always for a special purpose. God has a plan for each one of us, no matter who we are, no matter our circumstances, our story, our history. We all have a place within God's plans, chosen by him. And this may feel an awesome responsibility, as it must have been for David. But we belong to God. We are his special possession. And we are his, which is good news for this community as we seek to live out our Christian lives in the way God has called us to. And I'm so aware that coming to church at this time and in the future weeks may feel very odd and strange, but know that you are chosen by God, not because you booked your place to come to church today, but because you are beloved. God loves you and has chosen you. And my prayer for us all is, as beloved and chosen sons and daughters in Christ, that you'd richly dwell in Christ's love as we pray, as we worship, and as we seek him both today and throughout our earthly lives. I'm going to reread that one of the verses from 1 Peter that we heard earlier, just to remind us. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Friends, I hope and pray that this verse may be a source of encouragement and hope for us all. And isn't hope what we need at the moment? I reckon we need a bit of hope. Knowing that we're chosen by God and for God's purposes in the places and situations where we find ourselves day to day and week by week. So let us pray. Loving God, we thank you that you have chosen each one of us, that we are precious and beloved in your sight. Help us to live out all that we are as we share you with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.